Okay, and how about the losing team coaches? Well, I got some questions for you. All right, you got the player of the year in college football on your team. You got the guy on the lip, the top player receiver. You got more guys coming back on offense than probably any team in the country. I mean, what went wrong? I mean, this is kind of shit you ask me all the time.
Execution.
What went wrong?
Third down, execution, drop passes. We did what we could.
So, is that the player's fault, or are you responsible for that as a coach, or what?
You can lead the horse to water.
I mean, you got to take responsibility for what your team did. He's not willing to do that. He's just not willing to do it.
It would go very well if you were.
But I do think we had a good spring. I like the team dynamics that we have on this team. Lots of guys work hard, try to do the right things. They kind of support each other. We don't have any guys pulling anybody down in terms of their work ethic or how they go about their work. They try to support each other. There was a lot of good competition out there. But look, the difference in the game is the red team drops the ball on third and two in the red zone. All right, so they let 4 points off the board. The next time they're going 2 minute, guy drops a pass, makes the first down, drops a pass, and the other team gets the ball and goes 2 minutes and scores a touchdown. So you took an opportunity away from yourself to be able to score and let the other team go score. All right, so that's like a 10-point swing in the game. All right, and the game is completely different. Also, too many turnovers in the game, something that we have to get fixed. I mean, people have to take care of the ball. I don't care what the defense is playing. We simplify the game out there. I don't care what play we have on offense. We have to take care of the ball. I thought that it's going to be critical for us, and I know we had a few offensive linemen out. You know, Matt Womack hurt his shoulder a little bit, so he was out. Jed was already out. All right, so we didn't have a full complement of offensive linemen. I get that. All right, but we have to be able to run the football better than what we demonstrated in this game on either side or both sides of the ball. All right, but the most important thing about this is if spring practice was a test, and it would be like the test that you took at the beginning of the semester, the beginning of your class. All right, that test tells you exactly what you need to do throughout the course of the summer in fall camp. I had to get ready to make a good grade on the final, which is coming up at the end of the semester. All right, and that's basically what spring ball does. All right, how many guys know what to do? How many guys can go out on the field and do it with some kind of consistency and performance and give effort, play with toughness and good intangibles, be accountable to do their job? So that's basically it. So whatever it is, we have to get, everybody's got to believe the truth about where they are. That's the only way that you can improve. And that's what we'll try to do, you know, as a team. So in the next few days, we'll meet with every player on the team. We'll go over their strengths, their weaknesses, what they need to work on, so that we have a chance to improve, and each individual has a chance to improve, you know, over the summer. So, you know, that's the next goal that we have. So other than that, you guys know the players that were hurt. We have a few players that probably will need to do some medical stuff, you know, between, you know, now and when we start summer conditioning. We give everybody exit physicals and try to get everybody in the best healthy situation that we can. We do have a couple of shoulders that will probably need to get scoped.
How did you feel about the way Matt Jones played today and kind of bounced back after the early interception?
I thought Matt did fine. The good news is that's one of the biggest, you know, things that Matt has to learn to overcome is when he has a bad play, he kind of hangs on to it for a while and he doesn't always go to the next play. And I didn't think he did that well today. Look, these spring games, don't read too much into it. You know, the good guys played against the good guys. All right, so the coverage was tighter. The tackling was better. Everything was better when the ones were playing against the ones. Right, when the twos were playing against the twos, right, not quite so much. All right, so some plays get made because, you know, the guy's open, the window's bigger. Matt played well. Matt played well. He took advantage of those situations. But I don't think you can read too much into, you know, how guys did, you know, in the game world. Because you got to look at it to, like, level of comp when you look at a player. You know, who's he playing against? Now, that makes a difference in how successful they are. So I think you got to look into that a little bit, you know, in terms of some of today's performance as well.
Keeping on that theme, just the two freshman quarterback, what did you see from them in terms of their composure and the moment and playing on that stage for the first time?
Well, obviously, you know, there was some anxiety out there. You know, Talia threw a pick for a pick six, but I thought he did some things well. You know, he's sort of naturally instinctive and made some quick decisions. You know, Paul's a little bit more anxious, you know, in terms of I think he knows what to do. I think there's a little anxiety there sometimes, and it's not really good for performance when you have a lot of anxiety. So these guys have to learn, grow, and develop, and we're just continuing to work with them. And, you know, we're excited to have them all here and think they can improve and become pretty good players for us.
Just what did you see from John Menchie and the young receivers on the white team today?
Well, I mean, he did a good job. But again, it's what's the level of comp, you know? I mean, would he catch all those passes if two or seven or somebody's covering him? I don't know. But when he does that, then that's good. But relative to what he had to do today, he did an outstanding job. He made some good catches. Didn't drop the ball. He plays fast. He's got some strength. I think this guy's going to help us next year, and I think he'll be a good player for us. You know, I'm only saying this because you all have a tendency to make somebody a star. And when you do that, you create a problem for us as coaches. Do you understand that? All right, so can we just make sure we're just like, it is what it is. And let's don't go down that road after one spring game. That makes sense to anybody besides me. I mean, you got four coaches in the room now. You can talk to them about it. I mean, have a coaching meeting with them, and they'll tell you what it is, how it is.
Okay, coach, go in the middle, Brian. How would you assess his performance today, in particular his, you know, the strength and velocity he showed on the throws, as well as the accuracy?
What are you talking about?
Tua.
Tua's great. Why wouldn't he have the strength and the velocity? Is there something wrong with him? No, there's nothing wrong with him. So, you know, he had some balls dropped. I'm sure he would like to take back some throws, but, you know, they got the Crimson team kind of got themselves in a hole, you know, right before the half, the turn of events, and then pick six right afterwards. So, you know, tough. Paul had one of those. But Tua's fine all spring. I wish y'all would quit trying to make something out of nothing, because there's nothing to make out of it. So why don't you go talk to Dr. Kane, and all those people? Because you obviously don't believe me. You don't believe me. I mean, I try to have honesty and integrity with you folks as much as I can, but you don't believe me, so go talk to Dr. Kane. Go talk to Jeff Allen. Keep trying to make something out of nothing. Nothing wrong with the guy. He can run fast. He can do everything. He went through the offseason program. So, and I thought he threw the ball with great velocity, just like he did before. And I don't see any difference. Do you?
It's not my call. I don't.
Well, you have an opinion. I mean, you're allowed to have an opinion. We'll make you coach next year, and I'll ask you questions in the press conference.
Sure.
I mean, I want to know what they told the Crimson team at halftime. I mean, obviously, it didn't do a damn bit of good. I mean, that's what you always ask me at the press conference, every press conference. What did you tell them at halftime? Well, I want to know, what did they tell them at halftime?
Come back up over here with Alex.
Didn't do a damn bit of good.
Next year, we'll have Ben at the press conference.
Kind of along those lines, how do you evaluate Steve Sarkisian and kind of the game plan he put together today?
We didn't have a game plan today. We had the simplest offense and the simplest defense we could possibly have, so that more players could play, and the people that we play next year will not watch our game on ESPN and say, oh, let us do a game plan for all this stuff that they're going to do. I mean, even your crack colleagues that were coaches today, they figured that shit out. All right, so I got one other announcement to make. You know, I've been struggling a little bit with one of my hips, so, and even though they don't make them like they used to, and most players would not be able to perform in spring practice like I did if they had a similar situation, but nobody could even tell. But I might not be able to play golf for a few weeks, and, you know, we're going to do an evaluation of this, you know, at the end of spring, but, you know, they say even if it's the worst case scenario, it may be 6 or 8 weeks, but, you know, I can still cover rugs and cut them off. I can do whatever I need to do. I can still play golf, but this has been a little bothersome, and I don't want to go into the fall with this being a problem, and I want to get it fixed because, you know, I don't want to coach for one more year. I want to coach for a lot of more years, so whenever things like this comes up, I want to be aggressive and proactive to try to get it taken care of, and we'll certainly do that, and we've got really good people to do it, and I don't think it should be a big deal, but you know, I've been keeping this a little bit of a secret, but because I have so much respect for this group, I wanted to be the first to know. Thank you.